Thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Hi, I called a while ago and was told to call 25 minutes.
All right, may I know your name, please?
Laura, I was speaking. Aren't you the manager?
I am the account manager here, but may I know the name of the person whom you connected with?
I don't remember. I was speaking to him like 25 minutes ago, and he told me he was the manager.
All right, I am the manager here as well. All right. So basically, there are account managers here who deal with the students and place their order. May I know what exactly you're looking for?
Well, I said this whole story earlier, and he literally told me to call back in 25 minutes.
All right. May I know his name, please?
I'm not sure. He didn't give me his name.
All right. I'm connecting you with the another.
My name is Laura.
Laura. All right. All right. Stay on the line with me, Laura.
Thank you.
Thank you for on the line. Laura, how can I help you today? Brian Campbell here.
Yeah, I just would like to speak to who I was speaking earlier, if that's possible. They never gave me a name, but...
Are you speaking with the consultant? Are you speaking with
Pardon?
The floor manager now? How can I help you?
I'm speaking to the manager right now?
Yeah, what seems to be the concern?
I'm just confused because I'm getting different people I'm talking to. Everyone's telling me they're the manager.
Mm-hmm.
How many managers is there?
It depends on the time. Different time zones, different managers. You're connected from the office in California, speaking with the manager at the moment. Could you please state your concern to me so I can have a look at things for you?
Because I said this like so many times. Okay. So basically, I asked to get my GED done like about 2 weeks ago, but I live in Ontario. So I realized when I talked to the GED people, you can't do it with a proctor here. You cannot do it online. It's in test, like in service, like in the center, sorry.
Center, yeah.
Like I have to go in person, yeah. So I messaged the person. I told them like, hey, is it possible to get a refund because I'm not able to use your services at all because I'm in Ontario and they are not allowing me to do it online with a proctor or anything. So this is just a waste of money for me because I cannot use your services. And they told me, okay, it's not a problem. So I waited and I waited. Today, I get an email.
How did you pay to them?
How did I pay?
Yeah, how did you pay to them?
By e-transfer. They sent me an email, Sharma Shaman or something like that, Shaman Sharma.
Can you share the e-transfer detail with us?
Yes, 1 second. So it was,
Just come back. It was
Suman Sharma. It's Suman Sharma, SUMN96S at gmail.com.
Laura, I believe you're coming to the wrong website regarding this. You're calling at the wrong place.
This is the site that they gave me.
They provided you the wrong site, I believe. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, so they're scamming me, basically.
Yes, they're basically scamming you. Because we do not have any associate named at the name that you mentioned to us. We take payments from Canada to credit or debit card. So you telling us that you pay to us, yeah, we take directly through Fred debit card. But you telling us that you pay to e-transfer, that was the first thing that I noticed, that we never take payments through e-transfer because we are associated in the United States, and e-transfer doesn't work over here. So that's the concern.
That's what I was thinking.
So
that's what I was thinking.
The best thing that you can do now is just call your bank and try to revert the amount, or just report them as a scam, or dispute the payment on their account. That's what you can do.
Okay, so I'd have to call my bank. Okay, sorry for the trouble.
No worries about it.
Because I've been, like, being sent over to so many people, and I asked for the site again, and this is the website they gave me. So I do apologize for that. And they were so rude, so...
Oh, that's the reason, because I was informed by the head office in New York that you were continuously calling us through this. That's why your call was diverted to the California office. And I asked them to let me speak with you and see what the concern is. So I cleared it out to you that we do not take payments to e-transfers. But if you have paid to someone already, they have probably scammed you regarding the concern. The most important thing that you can do now is file a police report against that person's name and call your bank and tell them to revert the amount. And if you could take a subpoena to the bank with their name of the person and the account name, they could even try to provide you their personal information, such as the addresses and everything. And then you can just simply take the police over there and just catch them red-handed. That's all.
I would love that.
Right, so if you've got any concerns, you may call at the same number and ask them to connect you with Ryan Campbell, and I'll assist you.
Ryan Campbell? Thank you so much.
Ryan Campbell, all right?
Sorry, how do you say your name?
Ryan. R-Y-N.
Oh, Ryan. Oh, Ryan with the R. Okay, sorry. I heard Liam. Okay, Ryan.
No worries about
it. Nice talking to you, Ryan. Thank you so much for your help, and I do appreciate
it. You're welcome. Have a lovely
evening. Sorry for the trouble.
No worries about it, Laura. Take care, all right?
Have a lovely day.
You too, and do not fall for these scammers again, please.
Okay.
Take care. Bye.